Salvage. Trade. Adapt. Survive. This is Core Space. Species Accord. Initially, humanity was surprised to find that there were already hundreds of civilizations populating the galaxy. In a remarkably short time, however, humans became one of the galaxy's major players through guile, ruthless expansion, and good old double dealing. The Pan-Species Accord is a long-held but politically shaky trade pact between the major spacefaring species of the galaxy. Although the known galaxy has been colonized by hundreds of species, it is dominated by just five. Humans, Quell, Cheat, Orna, and the Ek Triune. The Purge, relative newcomers, are considered by some to be the sixth major galactic species, as the Barrens, the wide area around the galaxy's supermassive black hole, is entirely theirs. The humans of this time have evolved quickly and have learned to adapt to a hostile galaxy. They are still recognizably human, with the same hopes, dreams, and drives of their Earthbound ancestors. Humanity's bad habits have followed them into space, and the divide between rich and poor is now so vast that entire star systems are devoted to each division. The wealthy live in the galactic heart of human space, while the poor live on the fringes, on frontier worlds where life is both dangerous and cheap. The heart of the human empire is based around the Sol system, principally around Titan and Io, the respective moons of Saturn and Jupiter. The badly abused Earth is considered a backwater and is no longer mentioned in polite society. Those that live on the fringes of the human sector cooperate more readily with aliens, and individuals are judged by their skills rather than their species, race, or sex. In the galactic hub, however, prejudice and intolerance are still very much prevalent. The peoples of the frontier worlds are hardy and resourceful, with the vast majority born to hardship, having to conquer the elements in alien worlds or survive in the unforgiving vacuum of space. It is these people who become the traders, those who make a living traversing the areas of space most sane people avoid. Tough as nails, adventurous and brave to the point of reckless, few have long-term retirement plans, as few expect to even reach old age. The hinterlands of society also has its undesirables, with criminal gangs exploiting the vast lawless areas, the law only represented by local security firms or the Galactic Corps, a combined police force and militia. Caught between the criminals, traitors, and the Corps are civilians, each trying to live their lives as unobtrusively as possible. Although they lack military training or combat experience, civilians often take to the streets armed and will fight if backed into a corner. The other major species occupy their own empires and have little to do with the primarily human traders that work on the borders of their sector. However, contact between the pioneers of each species is common, with many making excellent traders in their own right. In brief, the other species are the Quell. The Quell are large, four-armed humanoids who are easily riled and grow to between 7 and 12 feet in height. Despite their fearsome appearance and quick temper, they are an introspective and long-lived people. The Quell have the dubious honor of being the first known species to be attacked by the Purge, an assault which utterly destroyed their homeworld. the Cheat. The Cheat Cheetah, commonly known as the Cheat, are a benign species who are perceptive to an unnerving extent. Bootstrapped into space by a neighboring star system, they are much sought after as jacks of all trades. Away from their homeworld, every individual is known as Cheat, which confuses everyone but the Cheat themselves. They have four sexes and several genders, but to humans, they all appear to be male. The Orna are a species that originated on a gas giant world, and subsequently didn't evolve subcutaneous fat, or even skin. In dry or high gravity environments, they wear exoskeletons as their bones are formed of soft cartilage and unable to support their humanoid forms. The Orna specialize in interstellar trade. They consider core space travel as perfectly viable, as they never experience the side effects reported by other species. The Ektraion are renowned scientists and engineers, comprised of three distinct subspecies, the E, A, and O. The E and A species are from worlds in the same star cluster, while the O are a much older species from a different system. It is believed that the elder O species seeded the two younger ones, but there is little definitive proof, as the genetic structure of all three species has altered so much over time. The process of gene manipulation seems entirely unrestricted among the Ektraion, and human scientists often feel intimidated by the species' true potential. Core Space by Battle Systems. Follow us on Podbean at Indie Invasion. Prepare yourself for the invasion.